Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I'm excited about these readings because they speak so much about how much the Lord loves us, how much He cares for us, and we take so many things for granted. And so I've just started making time every day to just say, thank you, Lord, for today, or thank you, Lord, during this day for what you've provided for me. Thank you. Thank you for all the sisters who've cared for me in these months since the stroke. Thank you for the ways you've provided for me. I bless you, Lord. I bless you for what you've done for me. It's just these, oftentimes they're in one sense simple, but they're not simple. They took a lot from my sisters to care for me, but they have. And I'm deeply, deeply grateful. And so what we want to do is be in a position, and when people do good for us, we want to be grateful. We want to acknowledge, O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. That's what we want to pray for. That's how we want to act, because he can. Christ can be seen through you. If you're baptized, if you've gone to confession when needed, if you go to Mass regularly, where you can grow in your love for God and adore him and thank him for what he's done for you and for me, he's very near to you, and he will bless you. That's what we want Catholics to be. I wish I could take all the Catholics in this country. I just wish I could take all the Catholics in this country and say, do you know how loved you are? Do you know how really loved you are? Sometimes we don't have any idea, you know, we go around nobody loves me, everybody hates me kind of attitude. And sometimes we do bring those things upon ourselves, but always God is for us, praying for us, asking us to draw near to him. Thank the Lord today for that. Thank the Lord that he is with us. Thank him that he wants you to draw near to him, that you're never interrupting him, that you're never ignoring him, that you just simply want to be with him. You want to draw near to him. Look at the first reading today. If you choose, you can keep the commandments and they will save you. Book of Sirach, chapter 15, verse 15. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Are we going to make the right choices? Am I making? If I've made wrong choices, these are my words, not the scriptures. But if we've made wrong choices, ask forgiveness and say, Lord, I want to follow you. And you'll be right in there. It will not hang on you until you die. If you go and ask the Lord's forgiveness, it's given to you in the sacrament of reconciliation. Take it. Humble yourself. I remember a couple of times standing outside the confessional door saying, I really don't want to go. I really don't want to go. But I did, thank God. And God was faithful. So blessed are those who follow the law of the Lord. And that's what we want to do. No one does he command to act unjustly. The eyes of God are on those who fear him. He understands man's every deed. To none does he give license to sin. It's the devil who gives us license to sin. Follow the Lord. Draw close to him. Blessed are they who follow the Lord. My goodness, you have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. Oh, that I might be firm in the ways of keeping your statutes. Be good to your servant, that I may live and keep your words. Open my eyes, that I may consider the wonders of your law. Instruct me, O Lord, in the way of your statutes, that I may exactly observe them. Give me discernment, that I may see what's right and what's wrong, that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. In the reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10, brothers and sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. We have been given life in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people say the Holy Spirit is the forgotten person of the Trinity. Sometimes they talk like that. But it's the Holy Spirit who empowers, the Holy Spirit who guides, the Holy Spirit who shows you more and more the depth of the Father's love. Draw near to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Draw near. Ask for help. Ask for wisdom. Ask for insight. Whatever it is that you most need, ask him for it, and it will be given you. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, it's a long gospel here, and that's why I'm coming to it rather quickly in the program today. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these least of the commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees did the letter of the law. But I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." My goodness, give God your life. He's your Savior. He's your Redeemer. He's everything. Don't withhold anything from him, and you will know happiness. Believe me. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, "You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment." But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Seek forgiveness right away. Whoever says to his brother, "Raka," will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Brothers and sisters, don't just think the first thing that comes in your mind. Don't just say it. Pause and say, "What do I really think about this person? I may be angry with them. I may be very angry with them. But I want to be in a position where I don't speak to them in ways that are not true. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come to Mass. Offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge. The judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart." You can't stop every thought that comes into your head, but you can stop it before it's completed. The moment you recognize an evil or an impure thought, just stop right there and say, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me to turn away from this. It's better for you," he says, "for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. Whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for that is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. You know how we sometimes in our conversations try to go around things, or we say something and move quickly on to others, or we lie. And what are we being asked to do? Ask the Lord for help. Yes, let your yes mean yes. In other words, and let your no mean no. In other words, whatever I say, let it be the truth that comes out of my mouth. Brothers and sisters, that's not always easy. We can get in the heat of anger, or we can be so tired of something or somebody that we say something we really don't mean, but we've said it. It goes into the other person's heart. And sometimes we really meant to say what we said, and then we step back and say, this is not how the Lord would deal with this. This is not what God would say. This is not what God would do. Brothers and sisters, in my own years of life, at least in the last number of years, I've really tried hard to do that. And it's not easy. It's not easy, and I failed. You know, when I get angry about something, my anger comes out before I stop and think, is this the Lord, or what am I supposed to do, Lord? Sometimes I just get angry first, and I'm trying not to. I'm trying to step back from a situation and to listen to the Lord. Lord, what would you have me do here? Help me. Even if I just say, I'm going to take a bathroom break, or I'm going to go down the hall and do such and such, I'll be right back. You can do that if you need to. But just to step away from the situation for a moment and say, Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me say? That this person might know you and love you more deeply and draw closer to you. It costs. Because, well, I don't have any time. Well, we better have time or we won't have any eternity. We don't want that. Stop. Ask the Lord what you should say. Say it. Be at peace. This is what God wants of you, is that you become more and more Christian. That's what all these readings are this week, a call on us to love the Lord and to give ourselves more fully to him in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions. Action isn't the only one. What we say isn't the only thing. It's our thoughts, too. Our thoughts, our words, our actions. May you, brothers and sisters, know the grace of God. Ask for it every day, that you may know the grace of his love and his kindness and his mercy, even to your enemies. Ask the Lord to help you, and he will do it. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.